Hi, dictation for Mr. Andrews Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Last name is Himes, H-I-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of accident 5/9/2022. Date of service is 11/28/2022. Mr. Andrew Himes is a gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident on 5/9/2022, which caused him various symptoms, beginning from the neck pain to lower back strain, lower back pain, numbness and tingling of all the fingers on both sides. But however, there was no distinct radiation. Patient also suffers from headache on the left temple, along with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, erectile dysfunction, blurred vision, spots in the vision. The patient has had a gunshot wound in his left chest with a bullet lodged in. Despite several tries, an MRI cannot be done. A CT scan for his cervical spine and lumbar spine and the shoulder has been in order. So far, that has not been done. The patient has been advised to get so the patient went to DMC hospital and was done on December 12th. He also has been ordered to have a neuropsych evaluation. Once it comes positive, then he'll continue the therapy as well as an MRI will be ordered to confirm the diagnosis. He's also referred to Dr. Verma, who is a neurologist, to further help with the neurological issues. His blood pressure was invariably high. He was also referred to Dr. Murphy. Currently, his pain in the neck is around 8, and the left shoulder pain is around 10. He can lift his shoulder up to 130 degrees without pain. And he's doing home exercises. Lower back pain is reported to be 10. Occasionally, the pain is radiating into the back of the leg on the left side, from middle of the thigh to middle of the leg. Occasionally, pain level varies from 8 to 10, while the ADLs are affected 10. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. And patient reports 20% relief in the pain. So far, the patient has reported his CT scan will be done on December 12th, when we will see him again and reevaluate. In the system review, a neurology and psych patient ongoing suffers from headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, as well as difficulty sleeping, fatigue, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and chronic fatigue. He denies any confusion, disorientation, blackouts, weakness, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder, along with pain in the lower back, neck, and also in the left knee with mild difficulty walking. He is utilizing cane to walk with, and he has stiffness in the neck, lower back, and left shoulder. In the GI, patient has constipation, digestive problems, and denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood, and the stool or trouble swelling. In the GI, patient has painful urination, but denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination. In the respiratory, patient has asthma, trouble breathing, shortness of breath, but denies any chest pain or coughing. Changes in the last 30 days, patient reports his pain has worsened, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. He has lost few pounds of the weight, and no trauma, no new trauma. Current pain medication are Tylenol, codeine, and Orotran. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 172/106, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11/11/2022, dictation number 1111-068, along with diagnosis. Plan is to wait for the CT scan to be done and reports for it. To reevaluate the patient, physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. He also is found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement, and TBI has been there. He has been referred to neuropsych and neurologist. And PCP, Dr. Melwarchi, for his blood pressure management. He remains off work. Hospital replacement and transportation help has been ordered. His maps were reviewed, labs have been reviewed and ordered. So far the patient is stable. He'll be again seen in 30 days time. His medications were refilled from the office pharmacy, Mobic, 15 milligram once a day with food, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acefax for stomach protection, is provided Tylenol with codeine number 4 with for pain relief, Elavil 30 milligram, 50 milligram at night for pain relief and GAD disorder relief. Xanax is also provided 1 milligram twice a day for further pain relief and anxiety. Nerontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pains and headaches. And Furosex are provided for headache relief, 60 tablets. Patient will be seen after the CT scan is done. End of dictation. Thank you.